KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Well, we had so much fun with Heidi Hickath here last week, we thought we'd bring her back. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Good. So we're going to talk some more about the foundation, which is you are now, what, 2 or 3 weeks into that gig?
3 months, actually.
3 months?
Yes.
So oh, I see. So you moved over there before they told us about it.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. It's been amazing. There's a lot of support out there in the community for Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and Emmanuel Foundation. And we just love helping the Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and all the things that they do for seniors in need, both for the residents and for the extended community as well.
Well, now, what you guys do up there is not cheap. It's expensive. And most of us can't bear the brunt of all of that, so we need some help.
Yes, and so in the skilled care center, 60% of our residents are Medicaid qualified, which basically means that you have $2,000 a month on assets or less to be Medicaid qualified. And the cost of care does not, it far exceeds the Medicaid reimbursement. And so we help those seniors in need. They would absolutely have nowhere else to go if it wasn't for Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
And we got a great opportunity coming up to help out and enrich ourselves. Tell us about the big estate sale.
The estate sale is coming up on Saturday, May 18th, and we have had some fantastic donations from the community at large and also some of our villas and Buffalo Hill Terrace residents. And some of our employees even have donated. And the proceeds for this event will go to support the lodge day services. We'd like to push that out to caregivers and seniors who are low income or Medicaid qualified out in the community to be able to access the day service program there so that caregivers can have a little bit of a respite and the person with memory problems who would actually be in the day services would benefit from the programming there.
You got something else I want to ask you about, too, Caregiver Education Series.
Yes, our Caregiver Education Series is just absolutely fantastic. I mean, as you know, there's a lot of components and things that go along with caring for someone with memory or dementia problems. This Caregiver Series meets the third Monday of every month at Buffalo Hill Terrace, and it includes information on planning ahead, how to use your resources, how to take care of yourself as a caregiver, family dynamics, education, you know, financial and legal resources. It's just a great resource for caregivers.
Okay, so we're gonna do that for caregivers. You got a caregiver support group too.
Yes, it's
this
always
is cool.
It's always nice to connect with somebody who is in the same boat as you are, and just, you know, bounce off best practices, things that you can do for each other. And sometimes it's just nice to know that you're not alone.
Well, cry on each other's shoulders.
Yeah, exactly. Every little bit helps.
Absolutely, but more than anything else, share ideas, because we can all learn from each other.
Absolutely.
Heidi Hickath here is our guest, and we're going to talk to a guy that is involved with the assisted living at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. That is right after this. If you're in the process of spring cleaning, here's something to think about. Maybe you could use those gently used items to benefit your community. You can donate them to the Emmanuel Foundation for their estate sale. It's going to come up on Saturday, May 18th from 8 until 2 at the Gateway Community Center. The Emmanuel Foundation supports Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Proceeds benefit Flathead Valley seniors of limited means. They'd love to have your gently used furniture, art, household goods, and more. The foundation will be accepting donations until May 10th. If you have items to contribute, contact the Emmanuel Foundation office at 752-9243, 752-9243, or email info@emmanuelfoundation.org.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And our guest today is Heidi Hickath. She is the director of the foundation at Emmanuel Lutheran, and you have a guest.
I do. I have Michael Wiedemann here. He is the man at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. He's the assisted living program manager, and he's here to talk to us today about the lodge and the day service program.
Okay. Yep. Hello. Hi.
I'm good. Good to have you with us today. So tell us a little bit about the program.
So the lodge program, it consists of 24 private residents. The lodge is staffed by a lodge manager, aides, PCAs, and CNAs, a cook, a recreation coordinator. Now that's 7 days a week. All the staff coordinate together to create a safe, personalized, adaptive, and fun environment.
Okay, now the lodge as opposed to Buffalo Hill Terrace.
Yeah, so the lodge is our memory support secure unit there. So we opened late June 2017. We were full by October of that same year, and we've been full since. So the need in the valley is great.
Any chance you might expand that a little bit?
We're looking into it. We would love to expand. Like I said, the need in the valley is great, and I know all the memory care units in the valley have the same problem as we do also. So looking forward to expanding is one of our things.
What are the things that you have to have in the memory care unit that maybe you don't have to have in some of the other areas of the Emmanuel Lutheran communities?
What we have in the secure unit is that it's fully enclosed. The doors have an alarm on them, so people who wander about
Go somewhere where they could get hurt.
Correct. Yeah. So, and this staffing ratio, we try to keep it 1-6, so the aides are looking over the residents there more consistently, and we have the programming in there also. So the 7 days a week recreation coordinator, personalized activities for them. So people who cannot initiate activities, we are there to provide that support so that they can initiate and have fun with the activities there.
What sorts of opportunities for socialization can you offer?
Yeah, so with 24 residents, we have a lot of opportunity for socialization. The staff interact with the residents. You know, we play games with them, provide parties with them, activities throughout the day. The dining program is really, I think, one of the best in the valley there, with a full-time cook in the dining room that we have in the lodge there. It just provides that socialization space. One thing that we all enjoy is eating, and eating together what we can do best.
Talk with me a little bit about the Lodge Day Service Program.
Yeah, so the Lodge Day Service Program, family members become the caregiver. They care for their loved one 24/7. And it can be hard. It can be wearing. So the lodge day services allow people to come in and bring their loved one and really get back to being a family member instead of being the caretaker. So it gives them that reprieve or that respite care that's needed. It's very flexible hours. We can do the day services. We can do evening. And we're looking into some overnight stays, too.
Yeah. The kind of caregiving, this is one of the things we want to do. We want to keep our loved ones in the home just as long as we possibly can. And this is a way that maybe we can extend that time.
Correct, yes. Yeah. It allows the person to definitely stay in their home longer and allows the family member to stay the family member, so mm-hmm. that they can have that time that they need for themselves, and then come back and take their loved one home and be the caregiver again.
Well, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to get to know the lodge too, because when the time comes and an opening is available, you have a relationship you've already built with the staff.
Correct, yes. Once a room comes open or available, the opportunity for the that person to move in is there, and it's very flexible. in that manner. Yeah.
Well, Michael Wiedemann, thank you so much. Oh, I want to ask you about the memory care garden at the lodge.
Yeah, so the memory care garden is brought to by donations there. And what's nice about the memory care garden is that residents can go in and out without having the fear of getting lost.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fully enclosed, and the staff members look over them, but they're freely to go in and out to the memory care garden.
Well, that's mm-hmm. just terrific. It's creating a safe environment for memory care patients.
Yes.
All right. Michael Wiedemann, thank you so much. Heidi, we're coming back to you next, and I want to hear about the community support we're getting for the estate sale. If you're in the process of spring cleaning, here's something to think about. Maybe you could use those gently used items to benefit your community. You can donate them to the Emanuel Foundation for their estate sale. It's going to come up on Saturday, May 18th from 8 until 2 at the Gateway Community Center. The Emanuel Foundation supports Emanuel Lutheran communities. Proceeds benefit Flathead Valley seniors of limited means. They'd love to have your gently used furniture, art, household goods, and more. The foundation will be accepting donations until May 10th. If you have items to contribute, contact the Emanuel Foundation office at 752-9243, 752-9243, or email info@emanuelfoundation.org.
Now, back to Emanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And joining us from the Emanuel Lutheran Foundation, we have the director, Heidi Hicketh, here. So you've been getting some pretty good support from the community for this?
Oh, we have had fantastic support. Like I said, we've had residents of the Villas, we've had residents of Buffalo Hill Terrace, and we've had the community at large have donated their treasures to support our estate sale. And we have gotten the most interesting items. We have antiques, we have furniture, we have kitchenware, we have art, and every item comes with a story. It's been great to also get to know these donors as well.
Well, are there some other ways that we can contribute?
Yes, if you'd like to contribute, we are still accepting volunteers to help out with the estate sale. You can call 752-9243. If you'd still like to donate towards our estate sale, call the same number, and we are accepting donations up till May 10th. And if you want to know, if you just would like to connect with Emanuel Lutheran Communities in general and like to know what we are doing there, get on Facebook and look us up on Facebook and like us on Facebook. We have so many great things that are happening in our community.
Have we set a date and time for the estate sale yet?
The estate sale is May 18th, okay. And it's Saturday at the Gateway Community Center. And we're asking that everybody come to that entrance C, which is the furthest north, and there'll be clear signage, and you'll see our sandwich boards on the road, and you'll see us in the Daily Interlake classified ads and the Beacon. And so we're just very excited to see everybody come and support us.
And talk with me a little bit about philanthropy opportunities for Emanuel.
Philanthropy opportunities, you know, we were established in 2018, but we have had philanthropic donors since 1957. And so we've been able to reach out and connect with our community since that time. And currently what we are doing is connecting with people who share the same passions for the things that we do right now. This estate sale has been a great way to connect with those people. And we're going out into our faith-based partners. We are going out into our community and really just talking about the wonderful things that we do. If people are interested in contributing, go to emanuelfoundation.org, and we are happy to take any sort of contribution.
Okay. What a great conversation today. Michael Wiedemann, thank you so much for all you're doing. And Heidi Hicketh, as always, thank you.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.